As I receive everybody in light, there's a new association, a new allowance, a new consideration, a new installment. And of all those words and all those energies, the one that rings true, the one that rings most true, the one that is self-evident, is the new installment. So imagine you have anything. You have a video game, you have a computer program, you have the best of the 70s a subscription, but whatever it is, there's a new installment. So when you receive a new installment, there's an anticipatory glee. In other words, you're expecting new vision, new authority, new advancement, new consideration. And so you wouldn't see any other option. In other words, the more that we can let go of the past and really spring forward into this place of new beginnings, into this place of new mastery, we're going to find that we're already considered. In other words, we're already given. The installment has already been downloaded. It's already here. So it's waiting for unwrapping, and it's waiting for our unfolding, and it's waiting for our prime investment. So imagine, I don't know, you got something new from Apple and it's just sitting there on your counter and you just haven't gotten around to opening it. If you don't open it, they're saying you won't crack a smile. In other words, you won't enjoy it. You won't have the benefit of it. You can have it. It's yours. It's your property. But unless it's well toiled, unless it's opened, unless it's honored, unless it's, when they're saying beautified, it's like us receiving our beauty, then it's like it never happened. So the more that we can allow ourselves to part ways with the past, excuse me, come here, buddy.
I knew that was happening. We all knew it was happening, didn't we?
Yes, we did. The more that we can part ways with the past, meaning that your past, your mind's just going to bring up the past. I mean, it just is. And that's okay. Because what we're doing is we're sort of viewing the past and considering God's glory. So God's glory is the new consideration. It's a new installment. Excuse me, there's that word again. It's a new installment. It's a new episode in the series. And so the more that we can have this overriding blessing, overriding expansion, overriding understanding that we are due next. And sort of like, when are they going to upgrade me? When are they going to do this? Well, it's here now. You're ready. Come on board. So allow yourselves to receive. So when we're receiving, remember that we are each masters outside of time. So when we receive a lot, and we receive often. And what we're learning to do is to stay awake. So staying awake is not just living unconsciously, not just dreaming unconsciously. When they say dreaming, they mean what we call our awake state, but it means we keep regurgitating, repeating, processing over and over and over, like a wheel, like a gerbil on a wheel, because we're following that old cycle. We're following that old mind's stored history. So when I said our mind's stored history, the blue orbs that came upon us were so brilliant, life transforming, significant, love increasing, that's really here. If you could just imagine opening a door, a springboard, a ladder, anything where you're proceeding onwards, then all that has been integrated, all that has been installed will become possible at last. Because instead of us just living unconsciously in that stored programming, we're opening up that box that was on the counter from Apple. We're considering our new rights. We're considering our new holiness. So we want to remember that each of us are masters of consciousness out of time, inserting this awareness in simulated time to bring consciousness, to bring humanity, to bring the rest up to a new participation, a new style of living, a new holy relief. So we can call it 5D, we can call it unity consciousness, but we want to recognize that what we're actually doing is choosing an aspect of ourselves that is now self-revealing. So it's not something extraordinarily difficult. It's simply a question of your identity and where you're placing your attention to your past mind's programming versus the new installation, the new surround sound, the new quantum, gifting. So that quantum gifting is happening in strong measure only. So strong measure only is, it's like an avalanche of God's glory. It's like installments unending. So when you receive and integrate and open up your package and illuminate your consciousness of this installation, well, praise God, because that's just one of many. So allow your holy significance. Holy significance is appreciating the whole aspect of self, appreciating your consciousness, appreciating your light, appreciating your high visioning. Because the reason we're here, the reason you're called, the reason you've gathered, is we want to remember your higher witness, your I Am presence, your master self called you to this offering to seal your fate, to bring you up to speed, to allow you to advance, because it's already distributed. It's already known. So if you could just remember, it's like spirit, your I Am consciousness, God already knows your brilliance, already knows your sunshine, already knows who's really in charge, who's actually in charge. So when we're sharing that, it's, how would I say that? Like there's this unconscious part of us that's committed to the story, that's our personality self, that has the fears and resentments, whatever it is. But that's sort of getting washed away as we welcome in our overwhelming brilliance, our overwhelming glory, because that's the installment, that's the higher self, that's the master self that is how would I say that? Like integrating. So integrating is, you can follow an old story, you can follow an old fear, but you're going to do it with a smile because you're already integrating and digesting and identifying with that higher council, with that higher semblance, with that higher extraordinary overriding presence and value. So allow your true self to be given. Allow your true self to be installed, excited, accepted, received, welcomed, prioritized, fully acknowledged. So when we said prioritized, fully acknowledged, I had the universe card that we all know and love, and it has all those beautiful stars. But when we said the word, I guess, acknowledged, whatever that might be, that universe card took flight and just started expanding. So we want to receive that we're not limited to the past. We're not limited to our personal history. We're not limited to the blockages that keep coming up for releasing and integration, because as we keep expanding, we are so much vaster than that, so much grander than that, so much more expansive than that. And so that expanding nature, that expanding truth, that expanding acknowledgement is what now serves us, because it's being delivered to us always as us. In other words, this is the quantum leap. This is the restored increase, where we acknowledge that we are that. So allow your brilliance to be seen. Allow it to be discovered. Allow it to be satisfactorily revived. So revived is, I now have more power, I now have more light, I now have more illumination. So that when the old travels through, I just sort of give it almost like a nod on its release. In other words, having compassion for what no longer is I attune to my excited increase. And remember, excited is going to be the frequency. It's going to be the vibration. It's going to be that high-hitting measure in terms of frequency. So allow that to be known. So allowing that to be known is, we all have old programs that were unconscious, but when we allow our true self to be known, they no longer have relevance. They no longer have power, because we now decide. So we're allowing that God's glory, meaning our God self richness, to be relied upon, with equal faith. So we're living from this higher authority. We're living from this truest nature. We're living from our new lifestyle. When I said new lifestyle, I had a third eye that just suddenly awakened. It's the only way to explain that. But with that awakening, oh my gosh, it's just like all these lovely beings that hold that master increase are all joined together. So when I'm looking at the masters and it's like, well, who might be here? It's all of us. And then. So there is so much here and available and excited to bring that true gifting. So we're learning to have it be our turn. In other words, we're learning to consent, we're learning to consider, we're learning to substantiate our holy witness. So as we receive this light, as we have our spiritual DNA activated, it's a sign of the times that we are now making possible. So allow that to be received, allow that to be fully witnessed. Fully witnessed is, I now start from here. This is the vibration that I now align with, understand, echo, prioritize, value. And so what this is doing is giving our higher authority, our divine self, more like breathing room, more access to our consciousness, so that we, so if we can remember, everything we see is all flavored by our consciousness. There's no world out there separate from how we interpret it. So when we interpret it with God's glory, meaning our God self, our I am essence, then we spring forward with ease, because what is available is, how would I say that? It's like new information. They're going back to the word new installment, because that quickening is upon us. So there's new excitement, there's new authority. I'm going to add these words. There's new choice making, because when you're aligning with that higher note, that higher witnessing, you see what you didn't realize was possible before. Now, those are just my little words inserted there, but I'm just sharing that because when I receive the higher authority, well, that's the advantage. You create out of your power. You create out of your higher witnessing. So we want to remember that everything that is here for us, that higher witnessing is there to help us imagine it, help us create it, help us co-create it. But we have to receive that higher witness, and we're learning how to make that strong. And they're showing me the healing card, because as we make that strong, then it goes on our say-so. So we're not going to say-so. We're not going to agree to it until we can see it and taking strides. So we're the ones coming into that consent for that new illuminated standing, witness, traveling essence, divine communion. And so that is what we're granting ourselves the right to receive, perceive, create our new visioning with love in the highest order. So that love is not like, oh, I love you. That love is creator consciousness. It's the true vision. It's the reason everything is. So it's a universal energy. It's not personalized to a particular person, place, or object or thing. And they're saying that's a must for us to recognize our true divine union, our true divine standing. We hold creator consciousness. We hold God consciousness. We hold very, very powerful light that created all that is. So we're learning how to bring that into further establishment, authority, use, and everyday value. So receive that in your new divine authority, knowing all is made possible as we consent to our new strength, our new draw of light's eternal satisfaction, meaning who we are in eternity, who everyone is, as we offer that to our own wholeness. We do the same to our whole self, meaning the collective consciousness, so that everyone that now chooses can also find their way. When I just said that last statement, I had to take a huge deep breath in order to integrate that light. So allow it to bathe you. Allow it to consume you. Allow it to be you. To live as you. In this holy place of love's matrimony. Receive, receive, receive. So it is.